This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A state Senate Ethics Committee has concluded that Democratic State Senator Faith Winter violated ethics rules during a public meeting in North Glen in April, where she acknowledged she was intoxicated. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
On a 4-1 vote, the committee said Winter failed to uphold the integrity and conduct expected of a senator. They asked the Senate president to send a letter of admonishment to Winter and to encourage her to continue her course of rehabilitation. Winter said she respected their work.
My intent has always been to take responsibility, and the committee has agreed with those actions.
The one senator who voted no said there was no evidence that Winter failed to do her job effectively. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The state's newest U.S. House member has been sworn in. That's Republican Greg Lopez, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Congratulations. You're now a member of the 118th Congress.
After the applause, Congressman Lopez told his colleagues he'll stay true to virtues such as respect, collaboration, and statesmanship. He'll finish the rest of former Congressman Ken Buck's term till the end of the year. Lopez says he'll focus on issues like agriculture and border security.
I have some ideas that I'm hoping to bring forward and see where that takes us.
Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Tricia Calvarese are running to fill the seat for a full term in the next Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Unhealthy ozone along the Front Range this afternoon. Health officials say the worst air quality will be in Denver and Boulder, the foothills and southern suburbs. Metro highs today near 90 and getting hotter. This is CPR News.